Let's get on to Trade HQ. Where are the likes of Gaff, Tom Lynch, Fasolo, kick five in the VFL, has been linked to Carlton, Scott Lysette, Menzel, Pollock, Dan Hannanbury. I'll tell you one thing about Dan Hannanbury. If certain top forces get in at St Kilda, that Dan Hannanbury will be overruled. There's a lot of people agitating who would not want to recruit Dan Hannanbury.
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's up to Simon Loughlin. If he needs a scalp, then he'll get him. So I think as long as Simon Loughlin is in St Kilda's driving seat, then he
will get
him.
But you think he will,
I think they've mates, actually. I think I heard Simon say on radio recently
that he does have a connection,
a direct line to Dan Hannanbury, but he was going to
Sean Harley. I think the big story in the trade front is that Andrew Gaff is, this is early, but at the moment, if I had to put my life on it or my kidney on it.
Don't go that extreme.
Well, if I had to put, we'll go with one kidney because you can survive with one. But if we'll go with one kidney, I reckon he lobs at Arden Street next year. I mean, obviously, there's this very serious health issue with his father. He's had the heart scare, a very serious illness there. That combined with the Brayshaw storm and the severity of the focus he was under there, and the $1.2 million Godfather offer from North Melbourne over six, maybe 7 years, and a difference of $350,000 a year with the offer from West Coast, I think he's in blue and white next year.
Yeah, I don't think you could blame him. I know we saw it with Dane Beams on another Brisbane Dane, but I don't think we can underestimate the personal nature of this sort of thing. I know, you know, Andrew Gaff, he's played in grand finals for West Coast. He obviously bleeds blue and yellow, but it's one of those things, isn't it, that he's just had a shocking month, and I know I'm not defending what he did because I know a lot of people jumped on us suggesting that, you know, we were trying to paint Andrew Gaff as the victim in that, and there is absolutely no way I'm doing that. But this is really, and it can't be emphasised enough, an incredibly serious situation involving his dad, Paul, that you mentioned there. Jay, this is a serious illness, and who can blame him for wanting to be at home with his family?
What about Scott Lysette? I think you wrote during the week that the Saints...
St Kilda and Port Adelaide are the two. And St Kilda flagged their interest much earlier in the season. So, look, I think the money on offer at St Kilda is very good. But Port Adelaide's desperate for some ruck help with Paddy Ryder potentially on the wane. You know, he's 30, 31, some injury history. So I think there's a big chance to land at St Kilda. That said, if West Coast lose Andrew Gaff, they're going to have a lot more room in the salary cap to keep Lysette. So it's a bit of a fluid situation, that one.